As a Barnard student living in Manhattan, the aspect of the Anna Hyatt Huntington exhibition that excites me most is that she is so embedded in the city. Looking at a map of Manhattan, her sculptures are everywhere. She is a part of every New Yorker's life. Realizing that, there is suddenly a very personal connection with the artist. This connection doesn't only apply to New Yorkers. As a native of New Orleans, for the past 10 years, I've lived in a house a few blocks from Audubon Park, where I would frequently bring my dog to run. One day, already deep into my research of Anna Hyatt Huntington's Diana of the Jay sculpture, my mother sent me a photo from back home. The picture was taken through a fence in the park, and clearly visible as a cast of Huntington's Diana standing tall on a pedestal just steps from my house. A bit more research revealed that the cast was gifted to the park in 1921. When I realized that Huntington's work had been a part of my daily life for so long, I immediately felt a more profound connection to the artist. I think that when New Yorkers realize that Huntington's art is so prominent around their city, they'll feel that same connection. For this exhibit, I focused my research on the National Academy of Design. In 1939, Archer and Anna Hyatt Huntington gave their longtime Fifth Avenue home to the Academy. Archer had purchased the townhouse at 1083 Fifth Avenue soon after it was constructed in 1902. In 1923, when Archer married Anna Von Hyatt, together, they modified the home so that the top floor became Anna's studio space. She used a large block-and-tackle pulley to transport her often very large sculptures between the top and bottom floors of the townhouse. Cast in 1922, a version of the Diana of the Chase sculpture was originally on display in the dining room of 1083 Fifth Avenue, and in 1948, the sculptor gifted a cast of the Diana of the Chase to the National Academy. When on display at the museum, the life-size Diana fills the rotunda space. Her winding form is reflected in the spiral staircase. The Diana statue acts as the prominent signature of her creator. Huntington's fondness for animals is reflected in her vast repertoire of animal sculptures and reputation as distinguished animalier. The sculptor clearly saw an alter ego in the Roman goddess of animals and the hunt. Visible inside the museum from Fifth Avenue, Anna Hyatt Huntington's unique depiction of Diana has come to immortalize the sculptor who lived and worked there, as well as symbolize the institution.